plus 1 star for the beautiful building and grounds, plus 1 star for housing some Sarah sculpture, minus 1 star for having some of the most boring modern art I've ever seen. What's the deal with the massive gallery of white squares? There weren't even interesting brushstrokes on most of them. Then another gallery or two of tricolor rectangles. Jay Steele was interesting when it happened, but knockoffs are just sad. If I'd known it was this dismal, I would have pushed harder to influence my date to ride a Bolt bus to DC so we could go to the National Galleries. Minus 1 star for lousy and expensive cafe food. I had a Mediterranean tuna sandwich described as having artichoke hearts and olives in it. It was a dry wad of tuna in a wrap with some lettuce, not a single olive, not a single artichoke heart. The coffee managed to be both weak and burnt tasting. The soy milk made it somewhat drinkable, but that acrid burn flavor still came through and stuck around after the fact. Minus 1 star for crappy staff, crappy policies, and crappy enforcement. DIA has a mandatory bag check for bags larger than 11 inch by 14 inch. DIA does not offer any secure location for bags that visitors are not allowed to carry inside. They want you to leave your goods leaning against a wall in the foyer. This was not on their website. This was not disclosed before we purchased tickets. We traveled from NYC and had brought supplies for a day away from home. I had most of it shoved into a canvas grocery bag, but it all fit into my smaller tote. I transferred everything, and the guy at the table still wouldn't let me go in with my bag. I explained to him that this was my purse and I wasn't going to leave behind my personal possessions. iPod, phone, medication, etc. He was not helpful. I emptied my tote bag to measure it against their printed sheet, and the flats bag was 1 inch too wide, 12 inch by 12 inch. At that point, I'd seen women go through with massive purses, which would have stowed way more volume than my little tote bag. But the door guy was letting their three-dimensional bags go through unmolested. My dinky little tote bag had the misfortune to be flat for measuring and not make it on a technicality. He also agreed to let in a man with a diaper bag that exceeded the size limits. So DIA's rule enforcement is prickish at best. Someone was on a power trip. I know there's a fear of theft, but get real. I can't fit the Richard Serra in any size tote bag, and I really don't want any samples from the cutting edge pile of dirt on the floor, or from the pile of broken glass, or from the pile of rock salt. The curator likes piles. I sensed that. And if theft of rock salt was going to be a big problem, look out for those sticky-fingered cougars with their massive designer knockoff bags. I carried my iPod and phone and left goods that were less theft-worthy in the bag I was forced to check. Unfortunately, that included some medicine that I'm accustomed to having with me, and of course, I needed it. We had to leave without seeing at least 1/3 of the museum because of the bullshit bag check. I'm glad Beacon has a lot of indie art galleries and public installations along Main Street. We did get to see some worthwhile art on our trip, sans attitudes. Summer visitors, beware of bees. The sidewalks between the entry gate and the building at Dia Beacon are swarming with some of the largest, most intimidating hornet's wasps that I have ever seen. They're huge, about 2 inch long and 1/2 inch thick. They look like evil cartoon bees. Seriously, a species I've never seen before. Fortunately for me, we walked in at the same time as a school group, and they seemed to be attracted to some poor kid who dressed all in blue. Bees are attracted to the color blue. You're welcome. Kate B., Brooklyn, New York,